setting the pace on the pursuit of happiness. This is The Ken Coleman Show, where you discover what you were born to do and how to make it happen. Now, helping you get unstuck and on the path to your dream job, Ken Coleman.
Coming to you live from Ramsey Studios in Nashville, you are joining a conversation about who you are, what you were created to do, where you want to do that, and how to get there. It is about your purpose in your work, your why at work. So excited to have you with us. 844-747-2577. If you're new to the program, that's right. This is not politics. We're talking purpose. We're talking about one of the most influential areas of your life, your work, and the contribution at work, and how it ties to your personal mission. How can your purpose in your life and work match up? That's what we focus on. And as a result, you're going to be more successful than you could possibly imagine. You're going to enjoy Mondays and not just live for the weekend. So we dive in every day, Monday through Friday, caller after caller. It is a caller-focused show. Men and women getting clear so they can get qualified and then get connected and then get started, then get promoted, then get the dream job to then give themselves away. Those are the seven stages of meaningful work, of getting there and really experiencing significance in your work. 844-747-2577 is the number, 844-747-2577. Let's go to Thomas, who is in Columbus, Ohio. Thomas, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hey, Ken. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure. How can I help?
Well, I'm looking for advice on basically trying to find my like a purpose since I can no longer do what I truly believe I was born to do.
What was that, by the way?
I was a police officer.
Okay, and why can you no longer do that?
I got injured in the line of duty.
Oh, well, thank you for your service. Thank you, thank you, thank you for putting your life on the line to protect and serve others. And that's a big deal, so thank you. You're a great American.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that.
All right, so here's what we got to do. To find that next season, your purpose really hasn't changed. Your circumstances have. Your why hasn't changed. Your where is changing. Does that make sense?
Yes.
So what we want to do is we want to go back and we want to go, okay, why we think about, so you know what you're talented at. But we want to look at passion and mission. The work you love to do and the results of that work that matters deeply to you. So define that for me. What about being a police officer, the work itself, the work during the day, the type of different tasks, the functions of that role? What did you love about it?
I mean, absolutely everything. I started in the fire service, you know, back in 2002, and then worked my way into law enforcement. And just, you know, that public safety aspect. And, you know, like you said, every day is different. You never know what you're going to get into. And obviously, you know, the adrenaline was amazing.
Yeah.
It's just, I mean, finding something within my limitations now, because technically I am what's considered severely disabled, but you know, I'm only 37. I still have a lot of years left to work and a little girl I got to take care of.
Do you mind me asking, what are the physical disabilities?
Well, it's, I basically lost my left leg without losing my left leg. So It's a nerve condition, and I've got a stimulator in my back that controls the nerves in my leg, and so I'm basically looking for something sit down.
Yeah.
And for education isn't really an option, you know, due to, you know, personal reasons right now.
You mean getting continuing education?
Right.
Well, but that's, you're, when you say that, you mean college degree?
Yes.
Yeah. What if it's just simple qualification and certification process? You can do that. Yes.
Yes.
Okay. So when I asked you to outline it, you said everything. So what I'm trying to do is get you to identify, what about police work did I love, and where can I do that somewhere else? And so we're talking about the folks. So what you loved was protecting when you needed to protect, serving when you needed to serve. You know, apprehending when you need to apprehend, or whatever that is, right? But for the greater good. And so now you have to go, all right, the results that matter to me most I've got to look at that. And the results that mattered most to you as a police officer were what? Safety, protection, justice, right?
Mm-hmm.
Am I right?
Yeah, and I mean, just the intricate, I can't even talk.
That's right.
I'm sorry, I'm nervous.
That's okay.
The intricate
you're doing great.
Part of like the investigations and, you know, digging deep and figuring out, you know, why things are the way they are, you know, to each, you know, particular incident.
Oh, okay. So now, where I just heard investigation, another word could be research.
Mm-hmm.
Research and investigation. The question is, could you support police investigations or federal law enforcement investigations, but as a desk guy, so that you're not out in the field, but maybe you're analyzing forensics or you're analyzing things, you know, some more of on the data analysis side, because you've got that on the street beat experience. You understand right. The investigative side. The question is, do you have the technical skills, or you could potentially get certified? You don't have to go to a 4-year degree here because you were wounded in duty. So my guess is you have sterling recommendations and a sterling reputation, correct?
Yes.
Well, I just wonder, what are the desk jobs within the greater law enforcement, or maybe even stepping outside of the traditional law enforcement offices and maybe even in the private sector where there's some type of investigative, you know, analysis or something like that. I think that's what you've got the physical limitations, right? So the physical mm-hmm. limitations should steer you towards, okay, that means I've got to be behind a desk. I can't be out, you know, on the beat, you know, a lot of physical stuff. But my mind and my experience and my talent, they're all intact. So I think you got to be looking that direction.
And that's what I have been doing, actually. There's just, you know, the job market here isn't great for something like that. So, I mean, a relocation would be in order if that were an option.
Is that an option?
Currently, with, you know, everything going on in my personal side of my life, no. In a year, yes.
All right, then. Not right now. All right, so if you were my close pal, I would say, hey, let's get everything in the personal life stable. Let's go through the storm. On the other side of the storm, now we look towards that future. But with your reputation and your experience, and you really leveraging your connections, because of all the, how long were you in law enforcement?
Right at 13 years.
13 years of contacts. Don't tell me that you aren't valuable to the FBI or the CIA or to a state, you know, to the state investigation office or the attorney general's office. I just think you have too many contacts and you have too much to offer. And it's in that investigative side of things, analysis. Am I right?
Okay. Yeah.
You enjoy that work.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Well, there you go. So that's
I appreciate
what, yeah, I think you're thrilled. I think you're very fulfilled in that job. So I know that the market's tough right now, but I would encourage you not to accept that. I think you need to double back down right. on all your contacts and go, look, anywhere in the state right now or in a year from now, and I don't know the details and don't need to know the details of your personal life, but get that stable. But while you're getting stable there, you need to be looking and connecting so that the minute you're free, you can go. This is the Ken Coleman Show. Hey folks, it's Ken Coleman. I love my Burst Sonic toothbrush. Studies show that smiling improves your physical and emotional health and makes you more likable. The soft charcoal bristles powerfully remove plaque and will make your teeth whiter, your smile brighter, and your impressions better. And Burst's smart and affordable replacement head subscription is just $6 every 90 days. Visit burstoralcare.com and use the code Ken to grab a Burst brush for as low as $49.99. That's burstoralcare.com. Helping you get unstuck. And then on purpose in your work. This is the Ken Coleman Show. That's right. Oh, we're having so much fun as we dream together, one phone call at a time. 844 747-2577. 844-747-2577. Let's go to Cedar Rapids, Iowa. Todd is on the line there. Todd, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hi, Ken.
Hi, Todd. What's going on?
So I'm trying to figure out my talent, passion, mission.
Okay.
I've had like 84 jobs with 32 different companies over the last how many years. And it's not like I'm jumping from job to job. I'm laid off right now because of the COVID.
Yep.
But if I was working, I'd be working three different jobs right now.
So. Why?
Just because I had one full-time and two part-time jobs to make ends meet.
Okay. So what do you need to make financially to make ends meet?
I need to make at least $20 an hour.
Okay, and you're telling me that you have no jobs.
Right now, I'm laid off from two of the three jobs, the full-time and one of the part-time.
Okay, and what is the one part-time that you have? What is that?
It's doing bookkeeping for a business.
Okay, good. All right, and so you call me because you're having a hard time figuring out what your sweet spot is or just knowing what your talent, passion, and mission are?
Both.
All right. Well, what do you do best? Top two or three things. I interview everybody that knows you. What do you do best?
So one job I have right now is like a recruiter. That was my full-time job.
Hold on a second. You don't have that job. You just told me you were laid off from it. So you can't have something that you've been laid off of.
I expect them to bring me back.
Okay, so you've been furloughed.
Yeah.
Okay. But you didn't answer my question. And I'm going to tell you something right now. I already know where this is going, and so I want to try to help you head this off.
Okay.
Anybody who tells me they're having a hard time figuring out what they're good at means that they're dealing with something else. And there's something that's causing you to have so much self-doubt. Am I right?
I'm not sure. I mean, I've had, in all those jobs, if you ask the people that worked with me, except for like two of those jobs, they'd say, I'm really good at that.
Then why didn't you tell me three things right off the top of the bat when I said, what do you do best of all? And by the way, is it really 84 jobs or are you making that up?
No, it's really 84 jobs.
In how much time?
In like 30 years.
Okay, 30 years. Wow. You're a big idea guy, lots of ideas, lots of interest, yes or no?
Yes.
Okay. That's
lots of interest.
Yeah, that's what's led to 84 jobs. Do you also get bored, lose attention span quickly?
I don't think so.
Okay, then why 84 jobs in 30 years?
If you go back through the list of companies, a lot of them are out of business now. So I've taken jobs because they were open.
Okay.
And the company was struggling.
All right. One more time, I'm going to try something else if I can't get anything out of you here. If I interview everybody that knows you, Todd, that's worked with you, what would they say are the top three talents you bring to the table, hard skills or soft skills? I know you do a lot of things well, but what are the top three or four or five?
I'm good at working with people.
Okay. Keep going.
I'm good at managing.
Okay, good.
I'm good at, people tell me I'm good under pressure.
Okay, what else?
And I'm good at solving issues.
Okay, what kind of issues? People issues, system issues, or thing issues, like fixing a car or fixing an engine?
Yes, all of those.
Oh, come on. Try to help me out here, man. I'm working hard for you.
I know.
No.
I was hoping you'd have fun with this call.
Well, I'm trying, but I can only have as much fun as you allow me to. So when you said you're good at managing, is that managing people or processes?
People.
Okay. And so when you solve problems, what are the problems that you most like to solve? Since you're good at everything, which are the problems you most like to solve? I said people problems, process problems, or thing problems. Which one do you like? Now, this is the love part. Which one of those problems do you love to solve most?
I love to solve the problem that that keeps the process moving.
All right, so process problems. Okay, people are a part of it. Don't overthink this. You can't overthink. You got to let your heart talk to me. That's the problem. You think too much. And yeah, it's been a long time since you really allowed your heart to lead. Am I right?
Right.
Okay. So you're good with people skills. You're good at managing people. That's a leadership skill is what that is. And you're a good problem solver. And the problems that you're best at solving are process related, but you also have the people skills to plug in the people issues. But the problems you most get excited about is a disorganized team or a dysfunctional system. And you go, ooh, I want to fix that, right?
Right.
So what are the results that matter most to you? Are you driven by efficiency and order? Or are you driven by solving people problems, which I don't want to confuse you, so I probably set you up for massive thinking on that one. But would you rather create results for people or within processes, which have a direct effect on people?
I like to have the process that has a direct effect on people.
Yeah, I think you're a process guy. So what would you do? Turn your brain off for a second. If I give you the dream tomorrow, and it may not be the only dream, but it's the latest dream on your list, because it changes probably every 15 minutes if I've got you nailed right.
You got me nailed.
But what's the dream that you want right now? If I gave it to you, you knew you couldn't fail. And here's the kicker for you. You don't have to commit to it for the rest of your working career. But you get to try it, and you know you can't fail, and it's just a fun adventure. What are you doing?
I'm training people.
Okay. How often has that theme popped up in your mind over the last 30 years, this idea of being an instructor? Let me give you that word, this role of I'm instructing people.
In the last, say, 20 years, I realized, while I was training one guy, and I realized, wow, I really like doing this.
Yeah, tell me why you loved it. When that dude got it, he listened to you. You were able to instruct him, and then he got it. And when he walked away and you walked away and you realized the light bulb came on, what did it make your heart feel like?
That was the moment right there. When I saw the light go on in him, I was like, he gets it. He wanted to learn. But when I saw the light go on, it's like, oh, he understands now.
Yeah, and you saw your direct contribution. The light bulb was also a light bulb for you. He got it in his head, and it warmed your heart. Light bulbs were in two different places.
Mm-hmm.
Am I right?
Right.
What was a light bulb for him in his head was a heating lamp for your heart.
Okay.
As cheesy as that sounds, that's the best way I can help you understand what really was happening. Your heart was full because that's a role that you love to play. So, yes, you're driven by processes and efficiency, but there's this human element in you too. So don't overthink everything we went through. The reality is that's the dream as of right now, and I would suspect that there's a thread through all your other countless ideas. You've got to stop thinking about all these ideas and figure out what is the role that I want to fill in the workplace. If I'm training people, they get it. And as a result of them getting it, they do their job to its fullest extent, its full maximization, then I have impact to an exponential level. I think that's what you get out of it. I think that's your jam. Am I right?
Yeah.
All right, then. Stop thinking and start doing. So where can you train? What industry? Multiple industries? Absolutely. I think you need to do an exercise and go search all of the different corporate training type jobs and then get excited about the topic or the specialty area that you want to train. There's your answer. This is the Ken Coleman Show. Welcome back. This is the Ken Coleman Show, where we help you figure out what you were created to do. That's right. Is it a massive, massive thing? For you, it is. Is it also simple to discover? Yeah. Way more so than you think. And we're going to help you figure that out. 844-747-2577. 844-747-2577. Madison, the associate producer, just said in my ear moments before coming back live. She says, hey, listen, I know we tell people not to live for the weekend, and that's not the way to go about life, but I'm really, really living right now for Saturday. And she's talking about college football, specifically her beloved Georgia Bulldogs of the SEC coming back into live competition.
Let's go.
And I'm bringing this up not to embarrass her, because what she's saying is not contradictory. What she's experiencing and what she is expressing is a tremendous enthusiasm for something that she loves to do, and she can't wait to watch the game. So you wanting the game to get here as quick as possible has no bearing on the happiness and significance of your life. It's just something that you're really, really looking forward to, because you've had to wait longer than normal, number one, because of COVID, and number two, it was threatened to where it might not happen. So your emotions are all pent up.
It's going to be a big sigh of relief on Saturday.
Yes, but I want to make sure that I teach you and the audience at the same time. That doesn't mean that all of a sudden you have no purpose in your life at work this week. It just means you really can't wait for that game.
Sure. Okay, good. Guilt gone.
Yeah. No guilt. You're looking forward to Saturday not because you're miserable at work. You're looking forward to Saturday because of something that you long to participate in.
Yeah, exactly. There you go.
Yeah, because I will tell you what I've got circled. To prove my point, I've got next Tuesday night circled.
What's next Tuesday night?
Thank you. Because Joe went into thinking mode and didn't ask the question.
Yeah, he was trying to figure it out.
It's the first presidential debate.
Oh, geez.
Which for me, as a political watcher, I think it's going to be fascinating television. Like, really entertaining. Like, better than any reality TV show we've ever seen. That's it. I'm not making a political statement at all. You know I'm excited about this.
Yeah.
So me looking forward to next Tuesday night doesn't mean that I'm miserable, that I'm not happy, I'm not fulfilled. It just means that's something on the calendar I'm looking forward to.
It'll be here soon.
All right, there you go.
There you go.
All right,
1 week.
Yeah, so don't get all, you know, hey, just because you're looking forward to Saturday night or Saturday doesn't mean you're miserable. Which, by the way, in normal times, you would be leaving on Friday after the show and driving to Athens, Georgia. Are you still doing
normally,
that?
Normally.
Yep. You're
not it would have been, last week would have been Bama week, so I would have been in Tuscaloosa. I'm trying to think who we would have had this week. I'm not sure.
Yeah. I long to be in a live fan experience soon with people going nuts and nobody freaking out about the person that sneezed next to you four rows over, because this is what life was like last football season.
Yeah. Not a care in the world.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hopefully I'm going to Georgia, Florida. We'll see.
All right. Very good. 844-747-2577. Madison is now relieved that she's not miserable in her work and that everything is okay. So now she could focus on your calls. She's standing by. You need to get through. We got some lines open. 844-747-2577. Let's go to San Francisco, where Joseph is on the line. Joseph, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hi, Ken. How you doing?
Joseph, I'm living the dream. What's up?
Hey, yeah. So I've been working remotely for a few years now, even before the whole COVID thing. And I'm just wondering, as I'm dreaming about my future and my future job, I'm just wondering, do you think I should continue staying remotely as I've done? Or do you think I'm missing out by not like opening up my horizons to a possible like in-office position?
That's a really interesting question. And I don't know that I know the answer to that based on your future and what you really ultimately want to do. And so if you know what you want to do long term, so in other words, the pinnacle of your career, is that itself a remote position? Excuse me for the choke there. I'm choking. I don't know why. But is that a remote position?
It could be. I mean, it's very common in my career field to work remotely.
Okay. So at the pinnacle, it is reasonable. There are other people that are in that position that you identify as your professional pinnacle, and they work from home.
Right. Yeah.
So then logically, I don't know that you are missing out on opportunities. The only way to really answer that is to look at what the path looks like for you and work backwards from that pinnacle and go, okay, I need to be here, and then I'm going to have to get to here, and then I get there, or whatever the levels are. So picture your career as a ladder. How many rungs are left on that ladder? Do you have an idea?
No, I don't. I mean, probably, I could see probably like maybe two or three jumps to get there.
Yeah, so the question becomes, will you need to at some point be in an office situation where you're working primarily in an office environment to be able to get to that next level where you can work remotely. That's the only way to know that. So there's no way for me to know. I'm not dodging your question, but I'm telling you how to answer it yourself.
Yeah, totally.
But if you like working remote and that's your jam and your pinnacle job, the dream job is a one where you're going to work largely remote, then it's really about connections and relationships. And to the extent that you can continue to make new connections and build relationships that are really strong out of those connections, which give you the opportunity to keep walking up the ladder, then yeah, if you don't need to be in an office position, it's really not about the office environment. It's really about connections. I've said this right. A million times. Connections are the currency for progress. In other words, connections are the tickets that keep you moving on the next train.
Mm-hmm.
So you can answer that question yourself. I can't. But I, you know, generally speaking, I would say, no, I don't know that you have to. Does that answer your question?
Yeah, no, I think that I really like that, especially about the picturing the pinnacle and working your way down. I think I'm definitely going to do that. I think that'll help a lot.
Huge exercise. And literally write it down on paper so your brain can process it better.
And yeah, definitely.
Yeah, absolutely. Appreciate the call, Joseph. You'll get there. Let's go to Carrie next in Lynchburg, Virginia. Carrie, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hey there, Ken. Thank you for taking my call.
You bet. What's up?
Well, so I'm working a job that I absolutely love. It's sort of my dream job. But I work for a really small company, about 8 employees, and I have no benefits whatsoever. And I also have to drive my personal vehicle for work, so that's an added expense, and I do drive just about all day long. So I'm just wondering if I should continue doing this job or, I don't know, try to find something else that's more of a, you know, maybe work for a larger company that does offer some benefits. Because I don't get paid time off or anything like that.
Yeah, I think the answer is yes, but I would stay put until you find the better scenario of what you already have, because you love the work itself, correct?
Yes.
And you and the mission, the results of your work, that matters deeply to you?
Yes, I work in the mental health field, and previously I worked for a company for 17 years doing the same job, but our team got laid off.
Okay.
So,
but you had benefits. You had benefits in the company car, in the previous deal.
Yes, I did. So I was a little spoiled.
I would never make a decision to work at a place based on a company car. Now I get it in a profession like yours where you're on the road all the time, and so if it's the standard for bigger or healthier companies to provide that, then I think you certainly go for that again. But so my answer is, yes, you should look for a better situation that's better for you financially for those two reasons you laid out. However, unless you can walk away now and you have the financial freedom to do so, I would stay put until you find it. So yes, look, but stay if you need the if you need the money, and I know you do. So stay, look, keep looking, keep looking, keep connecting, keep looking, keep connecting. And eventually a better opportunity is going to show up. But you need to make sure that you are very clear on what you love about this work you're doing now. The work itself and the results of the work. So this is passion and mission. And you know what you love. Be very clear on it. Why you love that work. And if you're going to replace it, it better be pretty darn similar to the same work you're doing now and the same results. Because that's when you know, okay, good, I got this. I've moved from one location to another, the work location, but I'm still in my sweet spot, the intersection of talent, passion, and mission. Here's how it sounds. I use what I do best to do what I love, to produce results that matter to me. This is the Ken Coleman Show. This is the Ken Coleman Show, where we help you get clear so you can get qualified. We help you get connected so you can get started. We help you get promoted so you can get your dream job to then work like no one else by truly giving yourself away Yes, true maximization of all of that potential. That's what lies at the end of this journey, an all-important journey, to truly work with meaning. 844-747-2577, 844-747-2577. You know, it's fun to talk about the Proximity Principle, a book that we wrote a year ago, because it's just still relevant. In order to get where you want to go, you got to be around people that are doing it and in places where it is happening. And it's not just about opportunity. Now, the Proximity Principle itself, when I first came up with it here on the show, then it turned into a best-selling book, it was really about opportunity. It's stage three of get connected. It opens up doors for you to step into stage four, get started. But before it opens up doors, it also provides that confidence that comes with super, 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 super clarity. So you get to use it a little bit in that get clear stage, stage one. I'm jumping all over the stages right now. But the point is, the Proximity Principle isn't just about opportunity. It's about getting around people that are doing what we think. We may not know yet, but we think we know. And so we want to get around them and verify, right? What all's involved. Clarify everything that's involved. And then the heart verifies, yep, I want to do that. So we've got a special bundle on that best-selling book at kencoleman.com. All three formats, hard copy, ebook, audiobook, all one price. Three books, $25. Only place you can get that, kencoleman.com in the store. All right, let's go to Indianapolis. Hunter joins us there. Hunter, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hey, Ken. How you doing?
I'm living the dream, Hunter. What's up?
I'm 24 years old, graduated in 2018 with a marketing degree and kind of going through a couple of different sales jobs. And I know it's just not really what I want to do. So question is, you know, for the young 20 something year old that seems to be kind of stuck in a rut, what advice do you have for that? I mean, I know I'm lucky to be employed with the COVID situation.
I
can't complain about it.
Yeah, but I don't think you are. But I think what I want the young 24-year-old to do is become the 14-year-old, maybe, and wonder, what'd you dream about when you were younger? What have you been dreaming about the last 2-3 years, but you feel like it's not an option because you made all these other decisions, like college, and then I got a degree probably that I didn't want, then I fell into this job, then I'm doing this and this and this, and it's okay for you to press pause and go, I'm only 24. My whole life is in front of me. And what is it that I want to be doing when I'm, you know, 40 years of age and 45 and 50? What's that work that would be a dream for me if money wasn't an object and I didn't have my mom and dad's opinion and my coach's opinion and my teacher's opinion floating around in my head? What do I want to do? That's what you have to wonder about.
Mm-hmm.
What is it? I think you got an idea or two, but you're afraid to say it to other people. Don't be afraid to say it to me because I'm your guy.
Yeah, I mean, I would love to be a nature photographer, and I've been doing that on the side a little bit.
Great, keep doing it.
Seems like there's not quite enough time with the daily stress of my 9-to-5, if that makes sense.
Okay, so how long do we need to be in that 9-to-5, you know, in order to then eventually move into full-time nature photography? And then you can buck up and handle that if you knew. But I don't think you've got a plan. And so what we've got to come up with is what needs to be true for me to make a full-time living doing nature photography? What needs to be true?
Certain amount. Got to get my debt paid.
Got to get your debt paid off. But it's more than that. I mean, getting the debt paid off is going to help you in your life, period. But I'm saying what needs to be true before somebody pays you? You've got to make some real connections. You've got to get your photography out in front of a lot of different people to where you've got multiple income sources that want your nature photography. Isn't that true? So my point is, who's the most successful nature photographer that you know about?
Yeah, personally, I don't know any.
I didn't say personally. You know about them. Right?
Yeah.
There's your homework assignment. So this is actually pretty easy. I want you to do your research, and I want to, by the end of this week, I want you to have researched the most successful nature photographers alive today. Who are they? And do your research. Do they have a podcast? Have they written any books? Gobble everything up. How'd they get there? Who all is publishing their stuff? How are they actually making money? This is not as scary as you're making it, but you've got to understand how you would get to the top of that mountain. Then you keep doing it on the side. You get a better day job where you're not as miserable. That'll pay off that debt, or you just bite your lip and get through it and pay off the debt. which gives you the opportunity maybe to travel the world and do some things. You can get there, and I just showed you how. This is The Ken Coleman Show. Welcome back. This is The Ken Coleman Show, and we're helping you connect your personal mission to your professional vision. That's right, working on purpose. Actually enjoying Monday mornings because you're good at it, because you love the work and it produces a result that matters to you. We're going to help you figure out your purpose statement. This is what it sounds like. My why is to use what I do best to do work I love, to produce results that matter to me. There it is. You fill in the blank. Talent, passion, mission. Talent, what you do best. Passion, work you love to do. Mission, results that matter deeply to you. You fill in the blank. And when you write that purpose sentence and you're able to plug that in, that is, you will find that is your sweet spot. That sentence, when you're fulfilling that sentence, that's the sweet spot. Or people marvel at you and say, you were born for this. And by the way, that sentence turns into a big giant arrow and points you to the marketplace, to all the different types of jobs, career fields that allow you to fulfill that purpose in your work. So let's not overcomplicate it. Let's break it down. All of the factors, all of the fears, all of the doubts, and let's get you clear. 844-747-2577, 844-747-2577. Let's go to Minneapolis, Minnesota. Allie joins us there. Allie, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hey, Ken. How's it going?
Good. How are you, sir?
I'm doing good.
Good. How can I help?
So basically, my question is, I'm about to graduate as a mechanical engineer this semester, and I'm trying to like plan out the ladder to my dream job.
Okay. And
so I have,
which direction are we going?
Do you want me to talk about my passion and talent?
Sure, but it sounded to me like you had a good idea what the ladder was, where it was leading you. Is that right? You have a good idea what the dream is?
The ultimate dream would be is to be a flight test engineer.
Flight test engineer. Great. So now we can discuss the ladder, right? Because it's really about what are the rungs on the ladder that get you into that dream job.
So, like, in terms of the ladder, the way I thought about it is the jobs that would pretty much help me gain the skills to help me in that position and kind of, like, fill out my resume in between.
Okay. And what are the qualifications that you need? Do you know what the qualifications are for you to move up each rung of that ladder?
Yes. So, flight experience, that's a plus. Experience with programming, especially with a software called MATLAB, and also hands-on experience on a aircraft.
Fantastic. Fantastic. So, sounds like you know what's going on. What can I help you with? What's your question?
So, basically, my question is, I'm in the process of finding jobs, and what would be your tips and strategies? So, pretty much like when you go through jobs, for them to kind of like see if this helps you in the ladder or this is not in the ladder, which one would definitely help you to climb that ladder or which one would definitely not help you climb the ladder, because engineering is kind of like a broad field and there are a lot of jobs in my area. So that's what I'm confused about.
I got it. Perfect. Okay. So let's go back to the answer you gave me when I said, what's at the very top of the ladder? And what did you say that was?
Flight test engineer.
So what you want to do is use the proximity principle, and this is where you get around people who are doing what you want to do. That's what the proximity principle says. In order for Ali to do what he wants to do, flight test engineer, he's got to be around flight test engineers. He's got to be in places where all the type of work that surrounds a flight test engineer is happening. Why? Well, it's not just for opportunity. In this case, specifically for you, and always for everybody, is clarity. Clarify and verify. So by you getting around, and if it's a phone call or a Zoom call or whatever, you need to talk to some successful flight test engineers. And you need to ask them, what do you think is the path? Is there just one? Are there multiple paths? Here's what I was thinking. What do you think about that? And see, they've gotten to where you want to be. So they're going to have some really good insight. And I'd love for you to talk to more than one and just get a really good idea on what it takes to get there. And then the second piece you're looking for is, what do they love about their job? What do they dislike about it? You know, and you just really get a sense of what is your day-to-day, month-to-month, year-to-year look like? And in clarifying the path, how they got there and other paths that they think are good paths, and having them describe the work itself, your heart will then verify, yep, this is in fact where I want to go. Make sense?
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, because here's the deal. You might find as you start hanging out and talking to flight test engineers, you go, huh, it's not what I thought it was going to be. I had this romantic notion about it, and it's kind of 50% off or 30% off. Or you might find, yeah, it's pretty darn close to the vision I had, and oh man, my heart gets excited. I start getting excited when I think about that as my future. And so that's what I mean by clarify and verify.
Right, perfect. Yeah, that pretty much clears up the picture for me on what I need to do.
And hey, here's the deal. Let me encourage you, Ali. If you find out that the flight test engineer isn't the way to go, fine. You repeat the process with something else. You go, oh, okay, it wasn't that, it was this. And that's what happened for me when I shifted from politics to broadcasting. And so all you would do is shift your focus and repeat the steps. But you're in the right direction. You know that. And this is the key. And I love this call, Ali, and I'll tell you why. Because a lot of people are like you and they're going, I think I know what it is, Ken, but I'm nervous of making the wrong choice. And that's kind of what you're facing. Am I right?
Yes.
Yeah. And so here's the thing. I took away all of the nerves, Ali, because I've given you a process to where your heart is going to absolutely reveal yes or no. And folks, that's okay to feel that way. In fact, it's good to feel that way because then it should drive you to that clarify and verify process I just described for Ali, which you dig into this and you go, I'm nervous about if it's the thing or not. Well, go find out. Don't sit there and ruminate on it. You know, it's like it's the equivalent of somebody in a relationship. And they had one date. And after the date, they're sitting at home and they're going, well, it was a nice date. Everything was positive. I enjoyed myself, enjoyed them. I'm attracted to them, like spending time with them. Oh my gosh. Are they the one? Ah, I don't know. Are they the one? I don't want to make the wrong decision. I don't want to marry the wrong person. I mean, this is the same deal. And if you had a friend call you up and say that after one date, you'd be like, hey, relax a little bit. How about going on a couple more dates before we even, how about 4 or 5 weeks of hanging out and dating before we make that decision? That's what you would say, I hope, to your friend. Be like, hey, it's one date. Spend more time with them. Have conversations about things that matter deeply to you. Is there a connection there? Are there shared values? Have you been around them long enough to see if they're obnoxious and do you still like them a lot, even though that you know they're a person now and they're real? You know, all the things you would say. And so this is the same thing here. As humans, we get paralyzed with, what if? What if it's the wrong choice? I really like this idea of being a systems analyst or a project manager or a writer or a whatever. I really like it. Makes me feel fuzzy inside when I think about it, but it's kind of new, kid. Oh gosh, how do I know it's the right thing? By clarifying and verifying. Use the proximity principle. Get around somebody who's very successful, has a lot of experience in this area of interest. And in doing so, it's like you turn yourself into a college student one more time and you do the research. How did you get there? What are all the ways that I can get there? What's it like when I get there? Do your research. That's the head part, the logic. And then your heart gets engaged. If your heart says ding, 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 then don't overthink it. Do it. My time is almost up, unfortunately, but before I let you go, I want you to know you matter, and you do have what it takes. Thank you so much for joining us. Until next time, this is The Ken Coleman Show. Press on.
Thanks for listening to The Ken Coleman Show. For more, you can find the show on demand wherever you listen to podcasts and watch the show on YouTube. You can also find Ken across all social media by following at Ken Coleman.
Hey, folks, I want to make sure you check out our other Ramsey Network podcasts like The Chris Hogan Show.
I am so excited to be able to talk to you all week in and week out. We're going to talk about your money, your life, your dreams, and your goals. You know why? Because I'm your coach. Whether we're talking about building wealth, paying off your home early, investing, paying for college, and guess what? How to become an everyday millionaire. We're going to focus on taking your calls because you matter to me. Together, we can do this.
The Chris Hogan Show is available wherever you listen to podcasts, or you can go to ChrisHogan360.com.